Allow my words to guide you into a state of comfortable uncertainty. That's right. Uncomfortable. No, comfortable uncertainty. Where meaning drifts like clouds rearranging themselves in the sky of your mind. Notice how the soft weight of your lids feels neither heavy nor light, simply present, as you begin to listen to the rhythm of my voice. You might find yourself wondering whether you heard the word listen before you heard allow. And yet you realize that in this moment, it doesn't matter which came first, because both words dance together now, weaving together to create a gentle invitation, an invitation to notice how time can stretch and fold like a ribbon twisted into loops, so that 10 minutes can feel like 10 seconds, and 10 seconds can feel like 10 minutes. You don't need to count them, because you're already drifting somewhere beyond counting, beyond before and after. Perhaps you catch the soft echo of a sound that isn't there, or the memory of a memory you never had. And as you imagine for a moment the taste of a color or the color of a flavor, and as soon as you try to decide whether that's logical, you notice it's completely unnecessary. Instead, you simply observe how the thought arises, how it drifts, and how it drifts again. Now consider how a circle can have corners, or how a corner can be round, and how, in noticing that, your mind might pause, as though surprised by the possibility that what you believe about shapes may be just one version of something far more flexible. And that pause, that very fragment of stillness, becomes a doorway. Through that doorway, you allow a gentle breeze of unknowing to pass, carrying with it the suggestion that you can safely let go of certainty and yet remain perfectly safe. Let your breathing become something you hear more than something you control, so that each inhale and exhale overlaps like waves on the beach, one following the other, but sometimes unexpectedly arriving before you think they should. And as you follow that ebb and flow, you realize you don't need to separate your breaths into before and after. They simply are, carrying you into a deeper rhythm, deeper than thought, yet lighter than weight. Imagine with your eyes closed that you're walking along a path that winds both forward and backward at once, as though the path has decided that directions are mere suggestions. Notice how your footfalls echo behind you and ahead of you at the same time. You no longer have to choose which way to go, because both ways are carrying you deeper into trance. And in that gentle confusion, a part of you begins to drift, listening for the next footstep that is arriving now, or just a moment ago, as time melts like wax. You might find yourself softly aware of the feeling of your heart beating, one beat that is the last, and one beat that is the next. And in that awareness, there's a subtle space where new possibilities can emerge. Because when past and future meet, they create a present that whispers, "I am here." And in that present, you can comfortably experience complete relaxation, as though being gently rocked by a hammock swaying in breezes you cannot name but easily trust. Now listen as I say the word relax in a way that you almost didn't hear, and notice how it slips effortlessly, like a leaf drifting on water. Relax and then awaken, but without fully awakening. Awaken into a space of unknowing. Awaken. And these two words, relax and awaken, may seem opposite. Yet, in your deep trance, they merge, so that relaxation awakens new awareness, and awareness relaxes into deeper calm. Perhaps you're curious which hand you'll feel first, or whether you'll feel both at once. As I count from 1 to 3, and with each number, you might feel a sensation. 1, here, and 2, maybe there, and 3, everywhere. But instead of knowing precisely where, you appreciate the question more than the answer, because the question itself invites curiosity, and curiosity invites a gentle trance that is both open and purposeful. 1, 2, 3. Allow your mind to wander, but also to stay here in the space where wondering itself becomes a path. You might not notice, or you might notice, a memory of a childhood backyard, and also not, but that's fine, because the details don't matter. What matters is the hint of shade under a tree that may or may not exist And in that hint, you find a comfortable mystery. That's right. As you go deeper and deeper into trance. When I finish this induction, you'll be fully able to step into the next stage, where therapeutic suggestions will flow easily into this receptive mind of yours. And you'll know you're ready because you'll feel a gentle knowing, a subtle nod from deep within that says, yes, I am ready. And now, as my final phrase, notice how the word ready can mean both prepared and letting go of preparation. Ready. You're ready. Ready now. And with that word, allow yourself to drift a little deeper, knowing that at the count of three, you will be fully immersed in this peaceful, curious trance, eager and open for all that follows. One, drifting. Two, settling. Three, done. Enjoy the space of receptive uncertainty, eyes still closed, mind comfortable in its questions, body relaxed and safe, ready for the next steps of healing and transformation. That's right. Ready for the next stage of transformation, healing and transformation. That's right. Now that you're deeply relaxed, your conscious mind can rest like a lake at dawn before the sun rises, while your deeper mind becomes alive with possibility. You may notice the old thought, I am not good enough, floating at the edge of awareness, like a worn photograph drifting in clear water. You don't need to struggle against it. Simply observe it and allow it to come into focus without judgment. As you watch that photograph, you realize it's just an image, just a story you once believed. And stories can change. Your deeper mind already knows the truth of your worth. And today, we'll invite that knowing to settle firmly in your heart. Imagine now that within you lies a vast ancient library filled with countless books. Some of those books are heavy tomes of self-doubt, the chapters filled with not good enough, never enough, not smart enough. They're bound in dark leather with brittle pages that crack when opened. But alongside them are volumes of wisdom, compassion, creativity, worth, books that glow in your inner light. Today, you walk along the aisles, noticing the dusty old doubt books. You reach out, feeling how heavy they are, how their weight pulls on your shoulders. Then, gently, you set them aside on a shelf marked outgrown beliefs. As you turn, you see a golden volume titled Unconditional Worth. You feel its warmth before you even touch it. You open it, and the pages burst into light, each sentence alive. You are inherently valuable. Your worth is not earned. It is given by the universe that created you. It is constant, unchanging, and irrevocable. You realize that every time you felt less than whole, you were reading from the wrong book. Now, you replace each chapter of doubt with a chapter of truth. I am worthy because I am. I am enough as I am. My value does not depend on doing. It is a state of being. You may discover that in the coming days, these words echo in your mind, and unexpected moments, at truly unexpected moments. Perhaps when you notice a pause before responding to an email, you'll hear in your mind, pause, breathe, and remember, you are enough. Even if you don't consciously recall this session, your deeper mind will, weaving these truths into your daily life, nudging you toward experiences that confirm your worth. Some people find that they suddenly feel a gentle warmth at the center of their chest, an inner yes that resonates whenever they look in the mirror or hear a compliment. Others notice they accept help more readily, no longer feeling they must earn every ounce of support. And you may find one or more of these subtle shifts happening for you in your own way, at your own pace. As you listen now, allow these phrases to settle like seeds in fertile soil. I am worthy of love and respect simply because I exist. My value is inherent, constant, and unwavering. Each breath reminds me of my intrinsic goodness. I realize the need to prove my worth. I simply am. Repeat them silently in your mind, noticing how, with each repetition, they feel truer, more familiar, easier to accept. Your deeper mind amplifies them, sending ripples of assurance through your body, aligning mind, heart, and soul. Imagine now you're a sculptor before a block of marble. For years, you've carved away what you believed was necessary, shaving off pieces of yourself to please others, control outcomes, or avoid criticism. Yet, the more you carved, the more you felt hollow inside. Today, you pick up a different tool, a chisel of kindness, and you begin to smooth the rough edges of that hollow. Instead of taking away, you gently press into the marble, coaxing a figure of completeness to emerge. Each stroke of your chisel is an act of self-compassion, smoothing self-criticism into self-acceptance, refining not enough into I am enough. With every gentle pass, you reveal the beauty that was always within the stone, the shapely heart, the assured gaze, the posture of someone who stands firmly in their own worth. Notice now how your body feels as these images and suggestions flow through you. Perhaps you sense warmth in your chest, a subtle lightness in your breathing, or a calm steadiness in your hips. Your feelings and thoughts are aligning. You are embodying the belief of your worth. And should you ever feel the old doubt creeping back, like a shadow at the edge of that inner library, you'll now recognize it is, you recognize it as an outgrown story, and you'll set it aside for immediate replacement with a truth book chapter. I am inherently valuable. Now imagine a moment tomorrow when you encounter something that once triggered self-doubt, a notification, a challenge, a moment alone with your thoughts. Notice how instead of tightening, you'll feel a soft pause in your chest, a welcome cue from your deeper mind, whispering, I am enough. I am enough. See yourself handling that moment with ease. You take a breath. Place your hand over your heart as a reminder and feel the steady presence of your worth. You notice how decisions flow more smoothly. Questions arise from curiosity rather than fear, and interactions carry an undercurrent of self-respect that others sense and respond to positively. You might remember the story of the river that carved its own path by knowing its flow. It didn't struggle against the banks. It simply adjusted, carving channels that allowed it to continue. In the same way, your sense of worth will carve a new path through your life, one that navigates challenges with ease, guided by the steady current of I am enough. And perhaps, like the river, you'll find that as you honor your worth, you also deepen your capacity to honor others, inviting them to recognize their worth in your presence. Finally, in your mind's eye, see a small crystal in your hand, clear, bright, and warm. This crystal is an anchor for your worth. Whenever you need reassurance, you can imagine holding it, feeling its warmth, and sensing the truth of your value flowing through you. Let that crystal's glow infuse your entire being now. Let that crystal's glow infuse your entire being now. Alec, from this moment on, anytime you place your hand over your heart and take a slow breath, you will instantly connect with your unconditional worth. You will feel a subtle glow, a quiet confidence that reminds you, I am enough. You may notice that when old doubts surface, they fade more quickly, replaced by this inner knowing. And each night, as you drift towards sleep, you will recall the library, the sculptor's chisel, and the crystal anchor. And these images will reinforce your worth beneath every dream. Now, at the count of 1 to 5, you'll return to full waking awareness, carrying with you these new resources of worth, calm, and confidence. 1. bringing back the sense of this room. 2, wiggling your fingers and toes. 3, taking a deep, refreshing breath. 4, feeling energized and grounded. And 5, eyes open, fully awake, confident, and worthy. That's right. Welcome back.